Welcome to episode 201 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Adam.
And we have it, people. We have a Nintendo Direct to talk about. It actually happened.
Finally.
So, I don't have the list in order of everything that was announced, but I do have a list of everything that was announced. Is there anything you want to talk about first off the top of your bat? Let's do impressions, dude. Okay.
All right. I mean, I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I mean, there was like definitely like a lot of strong selling points. Yeah, there's some like there are some titles I want to pick up, but yeah, I don't know. It's it all depends. I mean, like they opened with Mario Maker. I could leave that one behind. I don't really. If I were to get it, I wouldn't make my own levels. I would just play other people's levels.
Yeah, that being said, though, I mean, last week I was saying, why do we need another Mario Maker? They showed me why. You know, there was 1,001 improvements to Mario Maker 2 that I didn't even think about.
Yeah, they made, like, the art style. They made it more like the newer Mario games. Not Odyssey, but the ones before, like, the Mario, like, Wii U style.
Yeah, and they have Mario 3, with, like, you can have the sun chase you around. You can have auto-scrolling levels now.
Yeah.
You can have, like, the blocks that do their own, like, path, and you can set the path and stuff like that. Dude, they added a lot, dude. You could pretty much make any 2D Mario game at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I would pick it up, but I wouldn't pick it up at full price.
That's fair, because you're not interested in the creation stuff. You're just interested in the playing. I think they should do, like, a discounted, like, no creation, only playable levels for, like, you know, half price or something.
Yeah, to, like, unlock, like, creation mode, you, like, pay, like, this amount.
That would be a smart thing to do, because there's plenty of people, you see, that's the thing, right? There's plenty of people that want to play levels, so they're like, you know, we'll just charge them full price. But they probably get a couple more people, maybe, like, after, like, a month or something like that, they can release the,
Then you might want to add that on. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a cool idea. So next, after they showed that, I don't really remember. What was that?
They did a bunch of, like, smaller things, I think. Kind of, like, quick little... I think they did, like, Captain Toad, it's free co-op mode update, and, like, DLC stuff.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And I think you can play that right now. If you haven't played those games, they're actually pretty fun. They were included in the Mario Wii U. It's pretty fun. The way that you move around is by tilting the controller. So you would have to, like, you know, tilt it all the way right, and then now you can see from that perspective, then tilt it left and learn the patterns. It was fun. I mean, if you like puzzle games, it's a really fun one.
Yeah, now you can get the Switch version and you get the DLC that has brand new levels and stuff like that. And I think it's even not even that expensive right now either.
Yeah, no, because they're releasing, I think, half of the levels now and then half later on.
Yeah, and then they mentioned that Final Fantasy 7 and 9 were coming to the Switch. I think 9 was already, you can get it now.
Yeah.
And there was a demo for Daemon X Machina that's playable now.
Yeah, and they asked people to play it and afterwards complete the survey, and then anything that you'd like them to place into the game or change about the game or anything, any tips. Like, they're open to anything.
So how did that new gameplay grab you, though?
I saw what people were saying. I couldn't play it for myself. I don't know. I mean, I was super into it before, but now my attention has shifted more from that game to another game that they announced that nobody knew what
it
was.
Platinum Games one?
Oh, yeah.
Astral Chains?
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stole away from it. But, I mean, I think Astral Chains isn't that's a AAA, right? Exclusive?
It's exclusive. I don't know if Platinum Games is... It's not AAA, I think they're, like, right? AA or something.
But that game looks sick. Everybody's hyped on that one.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised by how high people are in that game. Like, it didn't grab me as much as it did other people. Maybe it's because there's not enough gameplay. I don't really feel like I understand what that game really is yet.
Yeah, no, nobody. Yeah, nobody knows. But the things that you do know are that the guy Hideki Kamiya, he was involved in Bayonetta. He's involved in that. He's the I don't know. He's like involved in that somehow. And then some guy Takeshi Terura, he was involved in Nier Automata. And then they had somebody else from some game called Zetman and Wingman character design.
Yeah.
I don't know. Masakuza Katsura? I don't know. But, I mean, it looks like they have, like, a pretty solid team of dudes that have come off of making pretty good games.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the most important role, like, you can throw people's names left and right, right? Like, the art designer of so-and-so, the sound design of this person. If the director's not a good director, though, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So that, I mean, so as far as like, yeah, so these are all Nintendo, like they're exclusive to the Switch. There was another title though that they did announce, and that was Bloodstained, and that's going to come out onto PS4 also.
The official trailer for Bloodstained finally came out, dude.
It looks sick.
I've been hyping this game up,
dude,
for years.
It looks like, it straight up looks like Castlevania, but like it looks so good.
I love all the side scrolling, like that shot where the dragon's coming around like the clock tower and you're curving into it and stuff like that.
That's my favorite, dude. I like when the camera angles like that.
Yeah, dude, that game's looking really good. Like they've been pretty quiet. They've been pretty good at like hey, here's what we've been working on every month, right? For the Kickstarter backers.
Yeah, that's,
but they've kind of like slowed down like what they've actually been showing of the game. And now seeing that, I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be a day one for me.
It's going to be one for me, too, because I already bought it.
Oh, nice. I haven't.
I got into the Kickstarter. I'm getting, like, physical copies. I think I'm getting, like, a Switch digital edition, because they canceled the Vita one, so.
One game that people were thinking that was going to happen isn't happening. They thought they were going to see it. That was Mother 3. It came out in Japan. Not here. And the reason why that people are saying that it's just not going to come out to the West is because of some of the things that are involved. Like, there's like these fairies and like they do things to you like when the lights are off, but like they're men, like hairy men dressed up as fairies. I don't know. It's a good game. I mean, overall, it has a message to humanity. Like, I beat it. But yeah, it's looking like it's not gonna come out.
I mean, which is a shame. If you think about all the games that are out, man, I mean, Catherine's coming out to the freaking, like, Switch.
Oh, so about that, so Catherine, it released on Valentine's Day in Japan. It's gonna go ahead and release over here September 3rd. It will not include the glasses. And from what I understand, I don't think that they're going to censor anything of the game. So the only difference is it's going to come with
no
all the
glasses,
same.
Though, man.
No. It's not coming with those glasses. It's coming with a like a sheep plushie with the horns, and it's wearing the polka dot boxers that Vincent wears.
Yeah, I get that, but like
Well, see,
not to be pervy. I just wanted to see what those glasses actually did.
Yeah, no. I'm just curious to see like if that's something that even works or works well. I asked some guy on a forum, like, cause he got it. And I was like, do you know if like these are like, will work on like the US version? He's like, oh, I don't know. Cause it's obviously not out yet. I'm like, yeah, but do you think it will work? Like, do you see why like it wouldn't? But he didn't answer my question that. He was just like, it hasn't released in America yet. Duh. I was like, all right.
Did you ask him what it actually did though?
I tried to, but I'll get back on that forum. See if anybody, because a lot of people are spoiling the game, so I've kind of been avoiding the forum.
Right, that makes sense.
Well, another title, this one is also going to be Nintendo and PlayStation, Aninoki.
Oninaki,
Yeah, it's an action, what, RPG?
yeah, it's from the creators of I Am Setsuna and Lost Sphere. This is the third game now. This is a Square Enix special project to kind of do old school style RPG type games. I'm interested in it actually more than I have been for their other two games.
Yeah, it did look pretty cool. I don't know enough about it yet. But yeah, I mean, it
Yeah,
does look cool.
it has a cool story idea. And maybe I'm just kind of onto it because of I've been playing Guacamelee 2 recently, and that has a lot to do with like going between the world of the living and the dead. So maybe I'm just kind of in that vibe for something like that right now.
It could be. Makes sense.
It's basically if you've seen the anime Bleach, it's kind of that mentality of like souls have to be saved or else they become demons, and you go around fighting them to release their souls and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that.
Just like right now, I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of like Bleach.
Another big game coming out is Dragon Quest. The Dragon Quest Builders, and then Dragon Quest, what is it, 7? Or I forget,
11.
11.
Yeah, that I'm straight up. The Dragon Quest 11 announcement upset me. Upset me deeply.
All right, well, hold on. Touch on that in a minute, but I mean, I thought that that was pretty cool that they made it so that way you could choose to play the game in any language you want, and then you could play 2D or 3D.
Yeah, interesting story about that. So when it first came out, in Japan, there was like a special bundle you get. It came out for the PlayStation 4, and it came out on the Nintendo 3DS, and that was the only way to play it at the time. And so the PlayStation 4 was just the PlayStation 4 version. There was nothing special about it. And the 3DS version had the thing where you could play in like 3DS 3D, or you could play it in 2D mode. And it had a couple extra little dungeons and stuff like that that were kind of exclusive to it that it required you to play like in 2D mode or something like that. So they took those two concepts and combined them into the Switch version, basically. Here's the thing that upset me about it. Nintendo exclusive. I'm hoping this is timed exclusive, but they didn't say that. Exclusive DLC with story in it.
Wait, what?
I mean,
I didn't know that.
yeah, it's exclusive story DLC. That's what upset me about it. It's like I already have the game. I don't want to buy an RPG for when I already have an RPG. You know, there's not a lot of replay value when it comes to RPGs unless you just love the game that much. But I want that story DLC, you know?
Yeah. So then you have to buy it. Do you have that one, 11?
Yeah.
So
So I'm hoping it's a timed exclusive thing or something, you know?
then,
Because otherwise it's just kind of like dumb. Don't do that with story. Do it with costumes, do it with weapons, sure, like special bosses, you know, fight Bowser, whatever, I don't care. But not story.
yeah. Any other games grab you?
Oh, all right. Let's talk about the games that grabbed me. Rune Factory 4 Special.
Really, you're a rune guy? I didn't think you were.
Oh yeah, dude, Rune Factory is my Harvest Moon, dude. I think Harvest Moon's pretty fun but kind of boring. Rune Factory with that fighting aspect in it just gets me hooked, dude.
Yeah, that's really like a crafting game. I don't know. It's too slow for me.
But then they announced that not only is Rune Factory 4 being remastered for the Switch, Rune Factory 5 is officially happening.
But that was it.
Yeah, that was it so far. But hey, like nobody knew if that was gonna happen because of the split between was it Chunsoft and Atlus or something like that?
Was it?
Whoever owns the right.
I forget if
No,
it's at.
Natsume. It's like Chunsoft and Natsume or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't think it's Atlas.
Let's see, other games they talked about were Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. I
Yeah.
never played them, so I have no idea.
Some people say that they're fun, but I'm just not really like I'm just I don't know. I doubt a lot of superhero games.
Yeah, I guess it's just like Diablo, I guess, but with superheroes, I don't know. But yeah, people got super excited about it.
Yeah.
Box Boy Lives. did officially get announced.
Box Boy and Box Girl.
Yeah. I don't know if this kind of sounds like it's a new game with new puzzles and stuff like that.
It looks like a cool game. For me, it would, the highest, like, and I'd have to be bored, it would probably be like $12 digitally. I'd pay for it.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair. It looks like it's just kind of one of those games you kind of pick up to just kind of play randomly every once in a while when nothing else is, like, available to play at the time.
Yeah, like, I'm interested in it, but not to, like, the point to where I'd buy a console for it.
Yeah. They mentioned new DLC for Starlink on the Switch that has you able to play as the entire Fox team from Star Fox.
Yeah, a lot of people were pumped on that.
Yeah, because I guess people are saying that this is basically the Star Fox game they've been wanting now.
Yeah, because the actual Star Fox game didn't do well, but then the Starlink one did, like, really well, right?
Yeah. And of course, that's all DLC exclusive to the Nintendo Switch version, obviously.
So I know you're feeling some type of way, and a lot of people were about this next title.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So Nintendo decided, like, hey, what's a good game? We should go into our back library that hasn't been remade. Let's go to the Game Boy. All
right. It's BS. It's BS. I'm going to tell you right now that it hasn't been remade. That's total BS.
Okay.
But, you know, continue.
So they reached in and they're like, you know what? We should make this Game Boy Zelda game, remake that. And they did. And a lot of people don't like the art style because, to me, the art style looks like those claymation Christmas movies.
That's a good... I was thinking Playmobil toys.
Oh, okay. I mean, I thought it was a different take. I didn't think it was bad, but, like, some people are, like, they hate it.
Yeah, I didn't care about the art style. What like, upset me is that this was their big, like, closing announcement. Like, this was their, like, one more thing. Like, here's everything for the fans. I was like, that's it?
I thought it was going to be Wind Waker. I thought they were just, like, remaking Wind Waker.
Again? For, like, the third time?
Yeah, I was like, wait. And then, like, yeah, and I saw it, and I was like, well, I think... That other game, what is it, Astrolink, or what is it? Astral Chain, or whatever. I was like, wouldn't they just close with that?
No, they should have opened with that. They should have opened with the Zelda game and closed with Super Mario Maker. I think that would have been a bigger thing.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, that was a pretty weak game to land on. If anything, they should have closed it out with Fire Emblem.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I have some opinions on that. But the Zelda game, we haven't mentioned it, is Link's Awakening.
Yeah, and it has like elements of Mario Brothers in there. Like, for instance, there's like the little little snake Chomp on Chomp. A chain, yeah. And other characters from the Mario universe in there.
And obviously, you know, they're probably going to do a bunch of stuff to make it more interesting. They haven't talked too much about it, but it's just like it came out on the Game Boy Color. Link's Awakening DX. It's not like this game has never been touched since the original release.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just straight GB.
No, yeah, there was a Game Boy Color version called Link's Awakening DX.
Okay. I've heard people actually do like that game a lot.
No, I mean, it's a good game. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you haven't played it, it's definitely worth playing. It's a good Zelda game with a good story.
So what was your beef with it? Just at the end, the way that they just presented it?
Basically, the way that it was presented and the whole, like, why remake this one? Like, it's great and all, but there's, like, remake the second one. You know, like, the second one feels like it needs to get, like, an updated version of it.
Well, that's another thing is, so this is what I heard. So there was no DS, like, anything, right? There was nothing DS related. People
for Zelda?
Yeah, anything at all. And so no. People were saying...
Oh, you mean in the direct.
Yeah. So people were saying that, was this meant to be on the 3DS and you guys just ported it over here because you guys are going to basically just finish off the 3DS?
Oh, I didn't even think about it like
Yeah, so
that.
that's what a lot of people are like speculating, because like they're like, well, if we're coming from the, what's the new one called, Breath of the Wild, or is that the newest?
Yeah.
They're like, if we're coming from graphics like that, why didn't you guys just remake this like that?
Well, that would take way too much time. I
Yeah.
understand why they wouldn't do that, but
Yeah, that was, I mean, but I don't know. Those are, I mean, I like Zelda, but I'm not like a Zelda fanatic.
yeah, I mean, again, if I was gonna remake any of them, especially in Breath of the Wild, like the way the Breath of the Wild looks, it would be the second one, dude. The one that everybody hates. The one that most people probably don't know the story of because they haven't played it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I mean, shout out to Jeff out there, if he's ever listening.
I know, man. Hey, look at, if there, he's owned every Nintendo console. He's never not owned one. If there's one to own, this is their most successful console. It has to be, right?
I think the Wii technically still is so far, but
Well, I mean, they're getting pretty innovative, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
yeah.
Yeah, so that's it for Zelda. Any other games of the direct that I'm missing?
Yeah, there's still a few. Obviously, Dragon Quest Builders looks fun, looks good. If you're into Minecraft, it's multiplayer now. This is Builders 2, the sequel. I haven't played any of them. I've always kind of wanted to, but I just haven't gotten around to picking them up at all. There's a Disney Tsum Tsum, which actually kind of looked like a fun party game, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the other battle royale game that they came out with.
Oh yeah. This was surprising, and like this was probably the first battle royale game I would actually get into pretty hard.
I'm still confused on how it works, and that is Tetris.
Tetris 99. You're playing with 99 other people, competitive Tetris, dude. So like it's like versus Tetris, dude. It's like with 99 people all at once, dude.
Who was the guy that was like, all right, I got it. I got it. The next big battle royale game, Tetris. Like, I don't understand like how someone even comes to like the like how someone even got to that idea.
I don't know, dude, but it's absolute genius, dude. Everybody's like playing it now because you can play it for free, for free.
Yeah.
And it has all the versus stuff. It's like, you know, like, oh, you get like a fat stack of lines deleted, you can send it to somebody else's and mess up their thing and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's just like intense, and it's just like, and I haven't played it, but it looked like you can kind of designate if you want to send it to the last person that screwed you over as revenge, or if you want to do like the random person or something.
Yeah, I saw. So you play in the middle, and then you see on the right and on the left-hand side all the other matches that are going on between people. I don't know. I'm still very confused. I haven't had time to look at it because I've just been kind of looking at a bunch of stuff that's gotten announced.
Yeah, any suggestion on Disney Tsum
Not interested.
Tsum, dude? You gotta admit, though, it did kind of look like a fun party game.
I don't know. I honestly, I just, because I was watching it at work, so I was watching it in my desk, and I was like, I'm not gonna pay attention to that. I gotta do some like some fake work, so that way when the real announcements come, I can have my undivided attention on my phone.
All right, fair enough. They also announced that Unravel 2 is coming to the Switch for the March 22nd. Mortal Kombat 11 is coming April 23rd. Deltarune, the first chapter, is coming out for free. And that's going to be available February 28th, which is big for a lot of indie games of people. Grid Autosport, so you can get that realistic racing experience on the Switch. They got Dead by Daylight.
Oh yeah, that was a weird one. A lot of people were like, what?
Yeah, it is random. I don't know, like I didn't even know that was even the thing anymore, dude.
Yeah, I'm not, I tried like that Friday the 13th one. I wasn't into that, so I don't think I'd be into Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's I know some people are into it, but eh.
Yeah, it's not what I thought it was. The idea sounded cool. Like it sounds cool on paper, but then you play it and like it just, I don't know, it doesn't really work that well.
Yeah. And they're getting a remaster of Assassin's Creed 3, the one nobody liked, as well as the Vita exclusive release of Assassin's Creed 3 crossover. That's all coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
That's also kind of a random one. Like, why now? Why that one?
I don't know. To me, those games are just mediocre.
And then the big third party one that they're getting is Hellblade. You know, won a bunch of awards for acting.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? I had always seen that game, but I didn't know anything about it. And then I was watching, and I was like, "Oh shit! Like, I should have been playing this." So I think you can play it on the PS4, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. It came out a long time ago already on the PS4.
Dude, yeah, that's definitely one I really want to check out now, because yeah, I saw the awards it won. I saw like the style and the gameplay, and I was like, damn, I missed this game.
I know, and it's one that I have, I just haven't gotten around to it. Actually, I might get around to it pretty soon. I'm working on a platinum trophy right now, but after that, I might jump on it. Let's see. Astral Chains, we talked about that. Smash Bros. Is getting, you know, like, I guess a big update.
That was the big announcement. And you need to get Joker.
Yeah, you're going to get Joker's DLC.
Bayonetta is in the works. That's all we know. Bayonetta 3.
True. I think we already knew that, though. So it's kind of like just a reminder.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then let's talk Fire Emblem, shall we?
Okay. Let's talk about how I messed up big time.
Yay or nay? Yay or nay so far?
I think, yeah. I say yeah.
You think yeah?
I think so. I mean, it looks pretty good. I mean, I don't know how the story's going to go, because I haven't played one in a while, so I don't, like, really it's not going to affect me if, like, they bring other characters back, but I thought it looks pretty good, and I messed up by not getting the special edition, pre-ordering that, because from...
It's already sold out?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know, because my friend, he was like, did you get the special edition? I was like, no. I was like, I didn't even know you could do that already, and he was like, oh yeah. He's like, it's sold out. And they pushed the date back for that. It doesn't release until, I forget when, later on this year.
Well, I got a special edition you can pick up in place of that one, dude. That's still available as far as last time I checked. But I'll tell you about that a little bit later on.
Okay.
Let's talk about Fire Emblem. I'm kind of, I still want it, but I'm not sure if I'm going to like it as much, if that makes sense. Because the whole teacher thing, like, there's the whole teacher thing. It's kind of weird. Okay. So there's three kingdoms, and all these kingdoms send, like, their kids to a military church school thing, and you're a teacher for that school. That's, like, your role. Like, you know, it's kind of, like, a little bit Persona style, where it's kind of like you tell your student to, like, you know, study this so they can get better magic and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, looks like a pretty big chunk of the game is the whole teacher aspect thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I want that in my Fire Emblem. Also don't know if I want to... You pick your favorite student, right? And, like, each of the three options is, you know, represents one of the three kingdoms. And so I don't know if, like, how that affects story, if it affects story. Does that even matter in any way? Because it seems like there's a whole different story on top of that. Plus they're doing the whole thing where, like, it's not one person, it's like a person and their armada when they attack. And I kind of always liked it being like a one-on-one duel when you did the attacks, because I loved all the little animations and the flourishes people would do. And if it's just like some person, like, just sending a wave of people after another army of people, then that's not as interesting to me visually.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It seems like they're not focused. They're trying to do too much of everything that's popular right now, which is what's got me concerned about it.
Okay, I didn't know that they were trying to do that.
So, I don't know. Like, I still want to pick it up because it's Fire Emblem, and it's probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, like, if they're giving it the attention it needs.
Do you think, because of how popular it is, do you think it'll have, like, a huge, like, resale value? Like, after the year,
Nintendo,
after
dude.
The years go on, do you think it'll be, like, one of those expensive ones?
Yeah, probably. Well, I guess it depends on how well it does, but yeah, probably.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I still can't get the first Nintendo one for under $50.
Yeah, I know. That's...
The first DS one, I mean.
Yeah. You can get some of the lesser liked ones for cheaper, but still, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, is it time to pick up a Switch, dude?
Almost, it's getting there. So a lot of people have like shied away from VR and stuff like that, right? So
yeah.
Nintendo is in the works to actually do VR. People have made their own Labo, like style, like you know how Google was selling like cardboard and like Nintendo was too. They made like their own headset. So people are thinking that, you know, you're gonna use your Switch, you place it into something you wear. And then boom, you have your VR right there.
No, that can't work.
People are thinking that's the way it's gonna work.
I think people aren't realizing the actual like requirements of VR though, because the Switch isn't powerful enough to be able to transmit a VR experience that isn't gonna make you throw up. Right, that thing's gonna be running like 15 frames per second if it even attempts it.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that people's like, Switches have turned off.
For a game, right? For video, it might be able to do video. But, like, actual playable gameplay, I think it'll be, like, 15 frames per second.
I don't know, man. They might be able to do it. If they're able to successfully do it, this might be, like, the most, like, innovative console ever.
Yeah, I guess. It's definitely going to be interesting. I don't see how they could do it with the hardware that's in that machine, dude.
I don't know.
Because think about it. If they could do it with the Switch, you'd be able to do it with the NVIDIA Shield. But nobody's been doing that with the NVIDIA Shield. Why? Probably because it doesn't work.
Well, I...
I don't want to burst people's bubbles out there, man, but you gotta look at the hardware. This is Nintendo. They don't put top-of-the-line hardware in their consoles, man. Even the PS4, which is like one of the more powerful consoles out there right now, even a lot of the developers are like, yeah, we can't make our VR run on the PS4. It's not strong enough.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what I've heard, that they're gonna try and do VR, and people are thinking that that was one of the ways that they would try and do it.
Yeah, again, I can see them doing, like, you know, the VR YouTube stuff. You know, basically the type of VR you can do on your phone, which is mostly visual stuff, that should be no problem. So I could definitely see them doing something like that. I could even see them doing maybe, like, some 2D games with, like, a little bit of VR built into it. So it's not so, like, it's not so graphically intensive, kind of like the way 3DS handles 3D. So doing something like that kind of to give it a little bit more of, like, a 3D feel to it. But like a full-on VR game, like the way PSVR or Oculus has, I don't think it can do that.
Yeah. I think, what was it? Somebody got Doom to play at like, I forget like how many frames. And I guess like it started to get like super hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the Switch?
Yeah, because I guess if you get it going and it gets too hot, it'll just shut itself off.
That's actually good.
Yeah.
To save your console.
Yeah, so that's all I got for Nintendo, but recently...
I mean, I'm not going to lie. If they do get it to work kind of like how the 3DS does it, like, you know, like Captain Toad in, like, a fake 3D, that would be pretty awesome, you know? Smash Bros. With, like, that fake 3D thing where kind of, like, the stage pops out.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd be down for that.
So, were you ever a fan of Crackdown?
I never played a single one, dude.
Me either. Well, I guess Crackdown 3 was in development since, like, the Xbox One first came out. And,
yeah.
It's finally come out, and now, finally, Fallout doesn't look so bad after this. even though people are calling people are calling Fallout 76 the ET of our generation. ET the video game, that is. But yeah, Crackdown 3 is it's terrible. Like, a lot of people, like, because they wanted to make it, I think, because, you know, all the hype surrounding Battle Royale games right now.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we'll just toss this in there. And then, yeah, it's not doing well. It looks mediocre. And then the gameplay is like, okay, now run over here. Now shoot these guys. Okay, now just keep progressing. Now shoot those guys. Okay, now go to this building. Okay, shoot these guys. Make sure you collect these things.
Oh, so it sounds like it's one of those things where it's like, all right, we promised it. It has to come out. Figure it out. Put something out there. Well, we can't keep delaying this game.
Yeah, people are saying that this looks like, it looks like a dated title. It, like, there's really no core gameplay. And it's just, it's bad. It's just, it's mediocre. And the ratings are going down and down and down. I think, what is it? That site, what is it? Metric?
I forget. Metacritic, there we go.
Yeah, that thing was going down and down. I think it was like at a 50%. I think it's lower now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's terrible. Because people have been waiting on this game.
Yeah, no, I know. And it's, I was surprised to find out that it has such a big fan base as it does, because it was always kind of like people bought it for the Halo 2 demo, and nobody liked the second one. But, like, people just seem to, like, really want this game. Because of Terry Crews, I guess.
Because of who?
Terry Crews or whatever? The guy that was in all the commercials?
Oh, Terry Crews? Yeah. The guy who got groped?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, maybe that's why people wanted the game so bad, because he was so good at selling it.
I guess. Well, yeah, nobody wants that game, and I guess it's being heavily discounted. But apparently Fallout 76, I heard recently, is doing so bad that they're, like, bundling copies together. Like, because stores order too many, and they don't know what to do with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're trying to, like, figure out ways to, like, bundle them together. Like, oh, here, buy this hard drive, and then you get a copy of Fallout 76 with it.
And people are like, why is this hard drive that bad?
Apparently. So, yeah, I don't know. People are like, is it going to be for free? But I guess Bethesda's saying, like, no, it's not going to be free.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I liked Fallout 76 when it first came out, but, like, every time they've done a new update, the game seems to run worse than it did before. I don't know if you jumped into it recently, but, like,
I uninstalled it.
I have a hard time, like, going across the map now, dude. Like, it just starts, like, lagging for no reason.
Yeah, I uninstalled it.
Well, I mean, I'll probably jump back into it a little bit here or there, but it's not like, you know, I don't want to jump back into it. You know, Monster Hunter World, they don't mess up the game when they do an update. But Bethesda, for some reason, can't update a game without messing it up.
Yeah. It's bad, man. So what was this about Death Stranding? About some people played a demo?
Oh yeah, there was like a art director, like a movie director that like praised it. That said it was like amazing.
Was it that that movie director? He's in the game, Guillermo del Toro?
No, the one I thought, I don't think the guy that I'm talking about was in the game, but I think he's just like a, like, James Cameron level type movie director or something
like
that.
And he said, like, the game is phenomenal, right? Like, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody who's seen the game or played whatever little is there, they said, like, yeah, it's an extremely well-made game.
I'm wondering, because it seems like a lot of people, and these people are, like, you know, directors or something like that. I wonder if it's, like, is it a good game or is it a good visual experience?
Yeah, I don't know, because, well, actually, not even everybody involved knows how it even looks, like, because Guillermo del Toro was asked about it, and he's like, oh, like, I don't know, he's like, I don't know, he's like, he just asked me if I would be in the game, and I said, okay, He's like, so I just went down there and like, I don't, he's like, I have no idea. Like, he just went down there, played the part, read the lines, and he has no idea what it's about. Because they asked him what it's about, and he's like, I don't even know. His script only contained what he has to say.
I mean, that sounds like some straight up Kojima level stuff right there, man.
Yeah.
That's how you keep leaks from getting out, dude. You only give people exactly what they need to know.
Yeah, yeah. So if he leaked his lines, like, it wouldn't ruin the story at all.
It's going to be a weird game, dude. That's almost out, right?
People don't know. People don't know if it's going to be towards the end of the PS4's life and at the beginning of the PS5's. Nobody really knows.
That's true, because that date's approaching pretty fast.
Yeah, people are still wondering if it's going to have PS4 backwards compatibility, because the guy that's taken over for the PlayStation, what's his name, the mouthpiece?
Sean Layden?
Yeah, he has. He said that there's no point. He doesn't see any reason why, like, it should be backwards compatible with the one or the two. One, two, or three.
Like,
because people don't really have like a reason to buy it right away unless they're gonna have like some solid titles from the jump. And people are speculating like, well, what if Death Stranding is one that straight up comes with the console? Like, you could get a bundle. Mm-hmm. Like, then that would move units.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, the backwards compatibility thing is a. I feel like I understand what he's saying. Like, because a lot of people don't realize to make a console like truly backwards compatible, you have to shove those other consoles into the box.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have to have the stuff that made those consoles play those games into that box.
Yeah.
So I understand, like, not making it backwards compatible like that, but I think it looks bad if Xbox can make it work through software and Sony can't do it.
Yeah. Like, so I don't understand. So how does Xbox do it? Like, say if I owned the game, I can just pop it in? Or is it only certain titles?
It's certain titles, but they keep updating the list of what those titles are. And I think once you pop it in, it creates, like, a digital backup of the game. Or, like, it gives you the digital rights to the game. Because once they figure it out, they make it purchasable.
Oh! On their store. Okay, I got you. That's how they prove that you actually have the physical copy. It's just basically verifying you're not even playing that game on that disc, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think you're playing it off the disc. I think you're playing it off the digital version, as far as my understanding is. But, I mean, like, they're making it happen. Like, whether it's through a sophisticated emulator or not, it's they're doing it.
Yeah.
So Sony should be able to also do it with the PlayStation
5. I mean, but then also, like, when it comes out, it's going to be an expensive console as is. Like, when the PS3 came out, the first one that was backwards compatible, that one was, I forget the price, but I know that one was, what, like, maybe like $100 more?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was something, I can't remember, but yeah, that one was way fatter.
Yeah, but that one had PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 backwards compatible. Oh. I mean, they were all compatible with PlayStation 1, but the PlayStation 2 was like the big selling point.
Yeah, because then you could just continue your library onto that one.
Yeah, and it was the first feature they cut out, like, eventually. But, like, I don't know, like, it's just free money. You know, like, you make it backwards compatible, like, through software, you know, like, throw all those games back on your digital store, and it's just free money. You know, people keep buying those, like, you know, whenever they announce, like, oh, you can buy these PlayStation 2 games and play them on your PS4, people buy them.
Yeah.
So, just get the free money, Sony. Just get it.
So, there's a game that came out that it will not come to the West, and that is the Dead or Alive Extreme whatever sports. They, for some reason, they don't want to bring it to America, but if you go onto like those Play Asia websites, you can purchase the game. It'll still play on your console. It has English subtitles, so you could still play it. And from what I understand, they went back a little bit on, like, there's, like, oils and stuff that you can, you know, give to the girls and, like, to rub on themselves, and then it increases, like, the jiggle mechanics. Apparently, they've removed some of those items, even for, like, Japan.
Right, because Japan's got actually kind of starting upping the censoring of their games and stuff.
Which
like
I was like, oh, that, I was like, that's weird. I was like, so it is a Japanese only release, and like they're actually changing, like they're censoring themselves, like not censoring it for an America. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, which kind of I guess goes to show how pervy those games really are.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to import it, but if you want to, you can. Yeah, that's just, I mean, that's just because I've been trying to keep an eye on, like, what's coming out, even if it doesn't get released in our region.
Right.
Yeah, the only other upcoming games I know of are Nier, Left Alive, and Days Gone.
Yeah, Days Gone's coming pretty soon. Dude, I got some sad news for you, though, man.
Tell me.
It's been officially announced by creators of Mortal Kombat 11 that there will be no Shaggy.
I know.
It was a sad day for the internet, man. There was a national emergency declared over it.
They gotta bring somebody ridiculous, like, in its place. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be, like, the Michelin Man or something. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty funny. A Ghostbuster or something.
Yeah, they should definitely just get, like, somebody of, like, pop culture in there. Like, I understand why it can't be Shaggy, but it could definitely be somebody else.
Yeah.
They're starting to reveal more and more characters. They recently revealed, I believe it's Jade, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Jade.
And
I think got announced recently.
And Cabal.
Cabal.
Huh? Yep, Cabal, Baraka, and I believe that's it. But they're slowly, as like the release comes closer and closer, they're releasing more characters.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty.
All right, let's talk about something playable for people coming up in the near future. Division 2 is going to have an open beta. That beta is going to run March 1st through the 4th. It's going to be available for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Let's get in on that, dude. Let's play some Division 2 in a little bit.
What was that?
You down?
Division 2?
You down to play some Division 2? Open beta?
I never played it before, but I'd be down.
I mean, it might as well, right?
Yeah. Is that available for download right now?
No, March, it'll be, the beta's going to run March 1st through the 4th.
All right, we'll check it out.
Also, Sony's not going to be at E3 this year. Sure about that?
Yeah, so where are they going to really, like, what are they going to do? Just have their own?
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably do their own thing. I think they did, Sean Layden, your favorite part of Sony, did explain why they're not going to be at E3. It does make a lot of sense, because E3 has always been kind of a trade show, right? It's, we think of it as a place for us to find out about new games, but it's a place for investors to decide if they want to give you money to make games. That's what E3 always was. It was for the investors, and that's just where we got new news. But now he was saying that they do that in February now, where they like do like a Sony Entertainment something, whatever, that they show investors, like, hey, here's what we're making. You want to give us money to help us make this stuff? They did it in February, so it's not what they do at E3 anymore. And, you know, just, like, with the way they're developing games, kind of make them longer, spend more time on them and stuff like that. They don't really have a lot of stuff to announce in June, so it's not even a good time for them to announce games anymore. And so they're like, you know, maybe E3 needs to change and become more like a Comic-Con type of thing for the fans rather than a quote-unquote trade show.
So that means we're not going to hear anything for like a long time Sony related, right? Not unless it's like, not unless it's just something they just want to announce like really fast, like one thing.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, E3 sounds like it's dying, dude. It needs to change something.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's weird because that's what I always thought it was. I didn't think it was like to show investors.
Yeah, no, it was originally started as like an investor show. That's why it was so exclusive for so long. You had to be part of the press to be able to get in, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And also, PlayStation is looking bad yet again, dude. So Wargroove came out. It's kind of like Advanced Wars and stuff like that, but medieval times. And it has crossplay with everything except the PS4. When asked about it, they said, hey, you know, it's up to the developers, you know. They just have to ask for it, and, you know, we'll make it happen. You know, we'll work with them so that it happens. And so the developer of Wargroove came out and was like, nah, that's total BS. We talked to Sony, like, over and over and over again. We talked to her, like, the guy they told us to talk to about it. And, like, we weren't getting any help from them. So we went up to, like, we went to his bosses and asked them for help. You know, we kept going up the chain, and basically Sony said, no, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're getting like two different stories here. One from Sony going like, hey, we're trying really hard, you know, but developers, they gotta have to do it with us, man. And then we're hearing developers saying like, yeah, we're trying to, but you guys keep saying no. Seriously, it's the same story. Like, each developer's like, yeah, we change like one line of code, we flip a switch, and it works. So you just say okay, and we'll make it happen.
That sucks.
Yeah, so like it's a little worrying because it really makes you look bad when you say like, oh, we're really trying to make it work, and somebody comes out and says like, no, that's total BS.
Oh, hey, I forgot your favorite game. One of your favorite games of this year.
Yeah,
is coming out with a sequel. So it was originally just going to be added content. And they just said, no, we're just going to make this a part two. And that is Hollow Knight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Silk Song.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Because I remember I was looking and I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I'll fuck around with this like DLC like once I complete it. And then I didn't know that it's only three guys behind Hollow Knight.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie though, dude. I'm a little worried about it.
Why is that?
Because, like, each time they do DLC, they make it's harder and harder and harder, right? It's like DLC for people that love, like, the grind, basically. So I'm worried that this new game is just going to be, like, really hard now. Like, they're not doing a good job of balancing, like, the difficulty level of the DLC for newer players.
Yeah, when I played it, it was just, like, a learning curve. I just died a lot. And then I just kind of did some grinding to, like, figure it out.
Oh, that's good. So you got past like the first couple bosses, now you started getting your abilities and stuff.
Well, I put it down because I was trying to beat Nier. I just barely beat it.
Okay. Speaking of games, dude, that you should pick up, that collector's edition that I was telling you that you're gonna want to pick up, dude. Drinkbox Studios, probably one of my favorite developers currently, especially indie developers. They're releasing a physical copy of Guacamelee 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It comes with a physical manual, dude. Posters. And download codes for the soundtrack for both games. It's only $40. You can get it for the PS4 or the Switch. I am seriously like going back and forth about picking it up, even though I own all the games already.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I had seen this and I was curious about it, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know anything about it. But it shows here that it's got a 9 out of 10 on Steam, IGN.
No, I mean, Drinkbox, like, as far as I'm concerned, they have not made a bad game. I literally have... I'm working on the one for Guacamelee 2, but I've platinumed every game they came out with. Not like the remasters and stuff like that, but like the actual games themselves. I've gotten the platinum in every single one of them.
Oh,
because they're so good.
I'll check it out. I think you can download it right now.
Yeah, all the games are downloadable. You can buy them and get digital copies of them. You might actually have the first one, because it was one of the free games at one point. If you picked that up, you might actually own that one already.
I don't think I did.
We'll give it a look. They're super fun games, but yeah. I just need to beat the game on hard mode and I get that platinum for the second one, dude. Games are great. The games are great. Must plays, dude. Must play.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out on the PlayStation Store a little later.
All right, man. I think it's time for the question of the week.
Hold on. So we'll get to that right now. Just one thing. 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim. That's a prologue to a game that needs money developing. So they got to release what they got. And it looks like that's going to release in Japan March 14th. I don't think we have anything for the U.S. yet. So we're still waiting on that.
Okay.
Okay.
That game is going to be either good or trash at this point.
Yeah.
It's so little, they have to show us. I want it to be good because it's VanillaWare, right?
Yeah.
And they do some, great games.
Yeah, it's Atlas and VanillaWare. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
All right. Let's do the Encore Gamers question of the week, man. The one that's been percolating for 4 weeks. You better have an amazing answer. We did get at least one response. We got, it looks like, two responses. Here we go. As soon as this loads up. But the question was, is there an aspect of life you would like to see represented in video games? Right, so we got Bill from the Future Flicks podcast writing in. That's a Future Flicks with Billiam SWN. Also Billiam SWN on Twitter. Go hit him up. He's got his questions of the week for his podcast. Answer those questions. He's got a good one this week. Get out there, people. He writes in to say, I want a fucking slice of life game. You know the best part of Shamu 1 and 2 was getting the job? Then spending the money on video games and capsule toys. I want that game. It's called Get a Job and Spend Your Money. That was his response. Then we got James Patton, the guy who came up with the question in the first place. He wrote in to say, a detailed look at the dynamics of relationships, love, awkwardness, abuse, manipulation, trust, and an in-depth study of how emotions grow, change, and react to external stimuli. That would have been extremely helpful for me growing up. That's some pretty good answers this week, man. The Encore Gamer fans delivered this week with some thought-provoking answers.
Okay.
You got one, man?
So just because I'm interested in it. So one game actually did get made. Not a lot of people played it. Probably don't even know what it is. That's WTF, Work Time Fun. In that PSP game, you are a sweatshop worker. You can work on an assembly line, putting on caps on pens, and you earn very little money. You can use that money, those quarters, to buy little things, buy capsules out of machines. And then the other one that would be interesting is if you were in a cult, or it was a game where you were getting people to follow you in a cult, and you became a cult leader.
That sounds pretty interesting. I just want to point out another game that's kind of like that. It's Papers, Please. If you never played that, you're a border patrol worker checking papers to make sure that, people are legally allowed to come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But they have the mentality you're trying to raise money to support your family, but you need to buy wood for the fire in winter, and you need to buy medicine, but everything's super expensive. You don't make enough money, so do you take that bribe to let somebody in without the right papers and stuff like that? So check that out if you want another game that kind of puts a a realistic moral dilemma on your gaming, you know?
All right.
But a game that I think would be fun, and if done properly, I think it could be really good. Catholic Exorcist / Miracle Investigator, dude.
Oh, like Constantine.
Kind of, but like you make it like more of a detective-based game, where like, you know, so you get like a case of, you know, somebody's being exorcised, or, you know, like a statue of the Mother Mary is like crying blood somewhere, and you have to go investigate it. So you make it like a detective game, where most of the game's like investigating to like find that one, is it real? Is it a real exorcism, or is it somebody faking it, and stuff like that? And because you can get in trouble if you like, you know, try to exorcise somebody that wasn't really like possessed by demons or anything like that. You know, you get like bad press and like you might get arrested or something like that. But then like you can have the like an actual like gameplay of like maybe it is a demon, and like you got to figure out like you had hopefully in your investigation you figured out what demon it was, so you can apply like the right type of exorcism to it and type stuff like that, you know. I think that could be a pretty cool and fun game. You can make it kind of like super creepy and stuff like that, so almost like a horror game in the way, but not too much, you know.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
Be interesting. I'd try it.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, it's an aspect of life that, like, it's real. It's an actual job that people have, but it doesn't get explored very often. I think, like, having that mix of some of it being fake, some of it being real. Because a lot of the times, like, they say, like, most of the times they go out, it's fake. You know, like, they don't believe in it. That's a real exorcism or a real, like, a miracle or something like that, you know? So I think it kind of, like, helps people realize that these aren't people that just like blindly believe that everything is demonic or, you know, angelic or something like that. They actually investigate to make sure it's legit as far as their beliefs are.
Okay.
And do you have a new question of the week for this week, man?
No, I don't have any question. I hope you do. Or else I have to think of one.
All right. The question of the week for this week is, what game from the past would you make a modern remake for?
Ooh, that's a good one.
There we go, man. And real quick, dude, we got a... He's distracted right now. He just popped in a while ago. But the guy who did our first fan art is in the house. If he wants to say a quick word, what inspired him to do that artwork?
I'm a game lover.
There you go, man. CT Firestorm. Game lover. He's trying out some Monster Hunter right now. Dude. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tune in next week. We will talk about something. Somebody's got to announce something soon, man.
And we'll talk about it. And if we have nothing to talk about, we'll talk about stuff we want to talk about.
As far as Jeff Watch 2019, no response from Jeff yet to the voicemail that Adam
left. Yeah, I even called him again on my own free time. Nothing. So, bug him. Go bother him. Maybe ask. I don't want to say that. Never mind. Just bug him. Just him only. I'm not telling anybody to bug his significant other, okay? I'm not saying to do that, so don't do that. Don't message his wife and say, hey, is Jeff okay? Yeah, don't do that. Just Jeff.
Yeah.
But I can't control what you do.
If you see him in the wild, take a picture, post it to the Uncore Gamers Facebook or Twitter, just so, you know, so we can see that he's still alive and good, maybe with the modern newspaper.
Yeah, you don't even have to approach him. Just take a picture of him. And then tag him in the Uncorked Gamer section of Facebook.
Yeah, just, yeah, let him know that we miss him. If you talk to him.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good week. See you later.
All right, man. Peace.